That is Josh Ward and Dancing with the Devil on the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch. Well, this is cool. As you know, this week we kick off the American, this huge Western weekend out at Globe Life Park. And on the phone with me, I have got bareback world champion, Richmond champion.
Yep.
And Richmond just gave me permission, this is kind of cool, to call him Richie.
That's right.
I mean, that's only for your close personal friends, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Richie, wow, you have had quite the run. He is a world champion bareback rider. You were the first bareback rider to ever win $1 million back at the first time that the American gave that away. But I know you've suffered with some neck injuries this past year. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Had a compression on my spinal cord in my neck last year, and so I had a fusion in April, and I've been back at it since November, and I'm feeling really, really good.
That is awesome, because, well, you've got some work to do this week.
I do.
Tell us what exactly is happening with the American for you Thursday night.
Yeah, so Thursday night is the contender finals. So they've had three regional qualifiers across the U.S., and they took the top four in each event. From each of those, two Arlington to ride at Globe Life Field on Thursday. And out of the 12, five will advance to Saturday to ride against the seeded guys from last year's World Finals. And if one of the contenders wins their event, they are in the running for $1 million. If they're the only one to only qualifier contender to win their event, they get the whole million.
Well, given that you've already done that, would it just be old hat to you if you won another cool million?
No, it feels like, I say, yesterday and forever ago that happened. I'd love that feeling again.
I will bet you would. Now, I know you've been doing this a long time. We usually don't get a really clear shot as to what's happening in the chute. Do you ever try whispering a little sweet nothing to the horse?
I kind of puppy talk him sometimes.
what is puppy talk?
But, like, easy, darling. It's all right, you know. Just kind of moving around him, kissing around him, you know. I've always thought, like, the battle starts when you leave the buck and chute. So when you're in there, you try not to wear the horse out. You know, you're trying to give yourself the best chance. Plus, it's the most dangerous place to be in the whole arena, is surrounded by steel sitting on top of a bucking horse.
Well, sometime we're going to have to sit down and go over the difference between horse whispering and puppy talk, because I'm kind of intrigued. But back to the American, which is the biggest Western weekend in sports. What is your strategy for winning this whole shebang?
Take whatever horse I draw and do the best job I can and leave the rest up to the judges. That's the best part. You just got to go do you and hope they like it.
Well, we are going to be out there as a radio station in full force. And you know who we're going to be rooting for in bareback?
Hopefully me.
Richie Champion, because he's our close personal friend. And we want to see you make this huge comeback in 2023. Is there anything that we can do to support you? You need any tips, anything like that?
No, just cheer loud. I appreciate you guys.
Well, you got that. And I sure do appreciate you taking time to call me, Richie. We will see you on the dirt.
Awesome. Can't wait. Have a great day.
Now grab your hand and you say, well,